Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name is Marissa Ashford, and I'm one of the service writers here at Noral Toyota.
Okay, now, how are you liking it in the facility now that so many people have, like... That's what I'm saying, right? So what are you doing with the additional space?
Not a whole lot at the moment.
No.
I mean, it's just we're waiting to also transition over, and then this building will actually go under renovations.
Right, and what are they turning it into?
So this is going to be mainly parts. It's also going to stay open as the service department, and then over there we have our quick lanes going to go open up.
Okay.
Kind of how like Ford has, and you'll be able to just show up and get your oil changed.
Nice.
Instead of booking in for that.
Do you have your spot already picked out over there?
Oh, I sure do. It's already all set up. My business cards are over there. I'm ready to move.
Really?
Yeah.
So where is it? We've got a tour. Like, where roughly are you?
Towards the back end of the building. There's the door there that says service and reception, and I'll be right through that door.
Cool. Do you know when your moving date is?
I was already moved over, and then we got kind of busy during that cold snap over here, so I just came over to give some extra hands.
Yeah.
Back over shortly.
Yeah, it's a wild thing to do. I don't think a lot of people think about the amount of energy and work and problems that are created when you have to move to a new facility. It's unreal.
It is. Yeah. And we were like, do we close for a day? But there's no time to close for a day.
That's right. You guys have been doing an unbelievable job, though, like of keeping everything going, both facilities back and forth.
Yep.
Yeah. Really hard. Yeah.
It is, for sure. We got Cass over there. She's booking all the appointments from over in that building, and then we're mainly just trying to get the vehicle serviced out of here and get the customers happy and on the way.
There you go. Yeah. So when you're not here, what are you doing out and about with all this great weather?
Ooh, so on the weekend, well, my daughter's in ballet. She goes every Saturday. She's with Generation Dance. She loves it. She's only three, so she loves being a ballerina.
Awesome.
She got to be on skates for her first time this year. We just did that on the weekend because it was beautiful out. We went and checked out the Lions Park, which we went in the evening, so it was all lit up, and she loved it. And she did good. I was actually quite surprised.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be like Bambi on ice, but she did good.
Yeah. That's cool. That's such a gem that, like, it's... The skating rink that goes around, like
the
trees
trail,
and everything. It's like
it's really pretty down there.
Yeah,
even Mac Island has one too, which I never got there yet to check that one out, and it might be a little slushy now that we warmed up quite a bit.
But. Right, that's the one underneath like the Northern Lights thing. I've never been to that one either. There's so many skating rinks.
There is. I live up in Timberley, so we usually do Syncrude Athletic Park because it's right next to where we live, kind of deal. But
right.
I just wanted somewhere different on the weekend, so I knew that they had that trail down there, and it's all lit up, like I said, so it's really
nice.
Really pretty. I recommend checking it out for
no
sure.
No doubt. So who picked her to go into ballet? Because there's a bunch of different like dance styles that could have been picked.
Me.
Yeah. I didn't think it was the other person. So, okay, so why, like, what about ballet? Was that something you used
to
be in?
She watches this little girl on YouTube, and it's a show called Diana and Roma, and she loves the little girl in the tutu, and I noticed that she was, like, right into it, so when she was old enough that I could enroll her into dance, that's the first one we chose was ballet, and she's so excited every Saturday to get up and get her hair done and put on the tutu. And...
Moms are so intuitive. That's the thing, like... I'm a dad, right? So, like, I think I know what's going on for the most part. But then, like, every once in a while, like, EK will do something with Keegan and, like, it'll mean the world to him. You know what I mean? I'm just like, how did you even know? She's like, how did you not? I'm like, moms just know.
We just know. We have an intuition. Right? We just know.
Because, like, you could have, like, if it was dad putting her in, it would have been like, yeah, put her in tap, jazz, hip-hop, like, whatever. And she might not have liked it as much, you know? So, like, you got to know what... And at three, it's not like she's chatting
she's
your ear off.
Big into music. She loves music. She's also in Celtic dances.
Oh, okay. My little kid is in Irish dance. Who does she dance with for Celtic?
It's... What's it called? Just the Celtic dance school. It's also okay. At a piano because it's okay. One class is right after the other. So we do ballet from 9 to 9:30 on Saturday, and then 9:30 to 10 is for Celtic, and they're just right beside each
other. Nice. It's good. A little bit of structure is not a horrible thing for them because they're just going to spend...
It's really only an hour out of the day, too, so it's not too long.
Yeah, and it breaks up the day for, like, you, too, as well. Yeah. You go get to see some adults instead of just hanging out with kids. Yeah. So in regards to that dance... Like, when are the recitals and stuff at that age?
They happen in June. It's usually the end of the dance year. So
and will this be her first one?
No, this will be her second.
Oh, okay. So
we
you know what it's about.
She just got her dance recital costume on Saturday. She's super excited over it.
So does she get to, like, are there any rules that you've placed around, like, the outfit?
Yeah, not allowed to wear it. Yeah. It stays in the closet, in the bag, until a recital because she'll want to play dress up and run around and she'll be eating like Lucky Charms in it.
That's right.
It's ruined.
That's right. When my little sister, it was the same thing. She would get her outfits for whatever dance she was doing and my mom borderline had to like hide it somewhere because if Felicia found it.
Right now it's still in the trunk of my car.
Well, she's not going to be watching this, so I think your secret is safe. Yeah. That's hilarious. No, they're fun at that age.
They are.
So outside of dancing, what activities are you guys up to?
Well, we have the dog, and we usually will take him for a walk. And then, like I said, we've just been doing the skating lately. It's hard in the winter because we go through like such a whirlwind of weather.
So
hot, we're absolutely freezing, then we're kind of mediocre. And so it's... We tried to go out last night, but it was so slushy and slippery. So I was like,
The weather's all over the map, right?
Honestly.
Yeah. It's been a weird winter in regards to it's been great. It's been mild with like a wicked cold snap of like minus 50.
That was bad.
But then we're out of it now. It's just like...
Yeah, it was plus 13 on the weekend, which was crazy to think.
Yeah.
I was like, it's January and we're 13 degrees outside.
That's right. Like... I'm just going to bask in the awesomeness of what it is for right now. Like, it is great to be outside, but it's, like you said, icy and slushy in the area, so it's like that in between of like...
You're like, do I wear my winter boots or my rubber boots? I don't know.
That's right. That's exactly it. And same with, like, my little guy going to school. Like, he's just like, do I wear my snowsuit? Do I wear my slush pants? I'm just like... Dealer's choice, roll the dice. That's right. And so, like, yesterday he, like, dressed too warm. He's like, picked the wrong outfit.
We're going to check out Mac Island this week and probably do some swimming. She's a big water bug, so get out there.
Have you ever checked out the library there?
No.
You got to go check out the library at Mac Island.
Do they do, like, any story times?
Tons of story times.
Okay.
Like, when I was... I took some time off with Keeks when he was a baby. Mm-hmm. And, like, for my sanity, I used to go to the library every single day with him. And so there's a program every single day for kids. Like, in the morning, like a story program. Yeah. And then on the weekends, he still goes. There's, like, tons of programs at the library. But for adults, there's DVDs and CDs and stuff there.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like going back in the day, going to like Blockbuster and stuff, and like going through and picking a movie, and like certain things like
you pick your card and go up to the counter all excited.
That's right. Yeah. You can't find on streaming services. Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you're
definitely
going there for the water park,
out.
Check out the library, and it's free.
Might as well.
Yeah. I just got Rick and Morty from the library, and I've been watching it. It's been phenomenal. I've never seen the show before.
No, me either. I've seen it on... I think it's on Disney or Netflix, some one of those major streams.
It just kind of sort of came back on Prime.
Prime?
They had like season 7, so like I couldn't start at season 7, but they just came out with season 1. Anyways, I couldn't wait for them, so I went to the library. And so like I've been looking at it at like through DVDs.
Would you recommend it? Is it a good show?
It's the best show ever. Like, I love TV. Like, huge TV movie content. Like, I love to waste time.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty might be one of the best shows I've ever watched in my life.
Do you like Family Guy?
I do.
If you like shows like Family Guy, then you like Rick and Morty. Because it's not, it's very...
I'd say I just finished South Park.
Oh, yeah. You'll like it. Because it's like raunchy and, yeah, and like very offensive. And
it makes you think, though.
Yeah.
Like, it really makes you think.
Also, if you like that, watch the new TED TV show.
Yeah, that looks good.
TED TV show is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Rick and Morty. Awesome.
Awesome.
But like, there was like, I was flipping through, there's like old school stuff like Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman. Like, who's ever going to watch that? Like, it would never come to your mind.
No, never.
But you're at the library and I'm like, I might get that. So anyways, highly recommend the library. And yeah, there's tons of like kids programming and everything else.
Oh, yep. I'm excited to check it out.
There you go. Well, Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Just give a shout out to my amazing fiance, my beautiful daughter, and I hope they're going to have the best day ever.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out,
what a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.